You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Coming your way on this Monday, it is Gym Class here in KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we open up a brand new week. Final days of the month of June. Where did that go? July is right around the corner. In fact, a holiday week here all over the country. The 4th of July coming up on a Sunday. That's a little bit unusual, but we'll make it through. We'll make it through okay. Most people have next Monday off. That includes all of us here at KGYM. No shows next Monday for you. No local shows anyway. So mark that down, Ben. Next Monday, don't show up at 3. We will not be here. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join me coming up here in just a moment. Good show coming up for you. We, as usual on Mondays, we'll take a look back at the sports weekend that was. And some very interesting topics came out of the weekend. We've got the matchup set for the Big Ten ACC shootouts, and we will talk about those, let you know who Iowa is playing, et cetera, et cetera. We also have an Iowa football recruit to talk about, an interesting one because this position is always interesting as far as recruiting and football is concerned. And a little bit about Major League Baseball. We are presented by the DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out at DuPaco.com. And big thanks to everybody at DuPaco for all their support of not only the Gym Class, but also all of us here at KGYM. We always and very much appreciate it. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we bring in Mark on this Monday afternoon, a cloudy one. Good afternoon. Hope the weekend was a good one for you.
Good afternoon. It was, Scott. I hope it was for you and our listeners as well. Ready to dive in today.
Yeah, a lot to get to. Coming up today. Also, we have the details of the contract that T.J. Otzelberger signed to be the new men's basketball coach for Iowa State. So we will kick that around coming up here in just a little bit. As we take a look, though, first of all, at the matchups as far as the Big Ten ACC Challenge is concerned. As John Rothstein, the great college basketball writer, was the first one to kick that out today. He was doing that kind of one at a time, Mark, throughout the afternoon. You were kind of sitting back waiting and see exactly how your team was going to fare and where they were going to fall. But the 14 matchups are now set. Iowa will begin on the opening night, Monday, November the 29th. And the Hawks have a toughie, as not only will they be on the road, but they will head to Charlottesville, Virginia to take on the Virginia Cavaliers.
Yeah, it is a toughie. Well described. Virginia 18-7 last year, first place in the ACC. It does lose its top three scorers, but Bennett has developed a terrific program there. Going on the road early in the season will not be easy. Last year, Iowa defeated North Carolina in this a Big Ten ACC challenge. So we'll see if Iowa can get one on the road.
Virginia is a very, very tough program. Did lose a player to the NBA, but it is still one of the top programs as far as the ACC is concerned, and it will be a tough road trip, no doubt. Now, the last time Iowa went to Charlottesville, they won, though. Remember that, Mark? The NIT back, what, 7-8 years ago? The NIT second or third round, I cannot remember, but Hawkeyes got a victory at Virginia on that particular game.
Yeah, I actually shot lights out in that game, as I recall, both from three-point range and the free throw line.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, obviously, a lot different situation. The players that are going to be playing this year were basically in grade school, or just getting into middle school the last time these two teams played down at the University of Virginia, but we'll see. Other matchups look like this. Notre Dame will be at Illinois. That's the other game on Monday, November the 29th. Then you've got the six games on Tuesday, the six games on Wednesday. Six games on Tuesday, November the 30th, will be Indiana heading to Syracuse to take on the Orange. It'll be Minnesota at Pitt. Northwestern will go to Wake Forest to take on the Demon Deacons. Duke will be at Ohio State in one of the premier matchups, perhaps the premier matchup as far as that Tuesday night schedule and slate is concerned. Florida State goes to Purdue. That one's not too shabby as well. Purdue, of course, Travion Williams coming back, announcing that late last week on Friday, Thursday, I do believe. And so Purdue going to be one of the Big Ten favorites, and they will take on an always athletic up-and-down Florida State Seminole team with Coach Hamilton. Clemson will head to the rack to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Then on Wednesday, December the 1st, it will be Virginia Tech at Maryland. Michigan goes to North Carolina to take on the Tar Heels. Louisville will be at Michigan State. Nebraska will go to NC State. Miami will be at Penn State. And Wisconsin will go to Atlanta to take on the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. So those are the matchups.
Yeah, the Big Ten has won the last two times this series was contested. It won 7-5 last year. Two games postponed, canceled due to COVID. Big Ten has had some success in these games, but every year is different, as you know.
As of late, the Big Ten has had some success. What do you think about it? 319-366-1600, the full slate, and as well as the Iowa-Virginia game. What's that do to Iowa's non-con schedule? It obviously toughens it up quite a bit with a road trip to an ACC foe like that. Of course, last week was also let out of the bag that Iowa will take on Utah State. That will be up at Sioux Falls, South Dakota this year. And you put that Iowa not a bad non-conference schedule. Iowa left out of the Gavitt games, though. Keep that in mind. But Hawks will find probably a couple other middle-of-the-road, maybe mid-major opponents like that. We already know what. It's five or six of the kind of patsies out there. The play-for-pay games that Iowa is going to host, the Bryants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to have these games, though, to get you ready for the Big Ten and for conference season.
Yeah, it'll be a mixture, as it often has been in the past. Iowa had a very strong schedule last season, and I think it's shaping up to be a pretty decent schedule as well. I mean, you throw in the Big Ten games, and, you know, it's never an easy schedule when you have Big Ten play involved. But I would say Iowa at Virginia is one of the marquee games, along with Michigan, North Carolina, Duke, Ohio State, and you probably throw Florida State, Purdue in there.
I think Florida State, Purdue is probably the game that flies under the radar a little bit. Maybe Indiana, Syracuse, we'll see with the new regime at Indiana going up against Jim Boeheim and the Orange up there. Notre Dame, Illinois, we'll see. Illinois probably with what they have coming back next year, a favorite. In that game, Notre Dame a little bit down last year. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Virginia is going to be a favorite. Indiana, Syracuse, I would say right now, probably a toss-up. Pitt had a very down year last year, but Minnesota's got a whole new coaching staff. We'll have to see how. I mean, you don't know about college basketball basically because of the portal, Mark.
Right.
I mean, no one has the same deck of cards they had last year when they played.
Yeah, it's an ever-changing landscape, and many teams have changed. Some have remained pretty constant, but we know what's happened with Iowa, with Garza leaving, Wieskamp likely leaving, and a big man leaving as well, C.J. Frederick leaving. So it's going to be an interesting situation, I think, across the board. And you mentioned it, the portal in particular, and yes, Tony and Animos on the text line. J-Bo was probably a junior in high school 8 or 9 years ago. not far off.
He was playing at Linmar, I believe. Back when they met the last time, Iowa and Virginia. 3-1, tongue-in-cheek there, tongue-in-cheek. Of course, Jordan coming back for his sixth year as far as the Hawkeye men's basketball team is concerned. 319-366-1600. If you would like to comment as far as the Big Ten ACC shootout or Iowa and Virginia is concerned. Northwestern Wake, that should be a very interesting game. Duke at Ohio State, probably your second marquee game behind the one on Wednesday, December the 1st. Michigan at North Carolina, I think there's no doubt. That's the one everybody is pointing toward at this time.
And you got Louisville at Michigan State. I don't know what Louisville will have coming back, but Michigan State, always tough at home. And Maryland is going to be good. How good is Virginia Tech going to be?
I think pretty good. I think pretty good based on what they have coming back from last year. I think was Georgia Tech had a very underrated season. They were under the radar a little bit last year. And with everything going on as far as Greg Gard in Wisconsin right now, who knows how that's going to play out. Nebraska at NC State is the okay. They're playing game, I think, as far as things go. Maybe Clemson and Rutgers, because Rutgers loses a ton off the team that the Scarlet Knights had this past year. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. Yeah, Duke, Ohio State, that's going to be fun. What Duke on the road in the Big Ten ACC Challenge? What did Coach K do to rankle the folks that put this schedule together?
It happens occasionally. 7 home, 7 away in this series. And Duke drew the road game this year. So, yeah, it doesn't seem to happen very often.
Well, at least they get a neutral site. And who knows, some of these could be changed at the last second. Who knows, Duke, Ohio State could end up at Madison Square Garden or the United Center or whatever the case may be. Some of these could end up there. We'll see. We'll see. But Iowa's headed to Virginia. That we do know. And they will take on the Cavaliers coming up for the first time since that NIT game down there several years ago. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the Monday edition of the program here on KGYM. We had, of course, the NBA Combine going on over the weekend in Chicago. I know that Mike Colas was over there covering things as far as the Gazette is concerned. And interesting, Mark, talk now that Joe Wieskamp moving up, one of those guys moving up as far as all the mocks and everything is concerned. A few of those have been popping up, but I think we'll see more and more over the week as it plays out. But some people even saying that Joe Wieskamp may have played his way late into the first round of this NBA draft.
Yeah, he apparently showed very well, everything from his 42-inch vertical jump to his play on the court in 2 games. Had 26, I think, in the second scrimmage. Luka Garza had to sit out with a groin injury. I don't know whether that will help or hurt him. It can't help, I don't think, but I don't think it'll hurt him a whole lot either.
No, I think people know, well, most people, except for the guy that was astounded by the fact that Luka Garza could hit outside shots last week, but he wasn't watching college basketball, obviously, over the past couple of seasons. But, and this solidifies. I mean, there is less than a 1% chance. There was probably, a 10% chance going in, and now I think it's less than a 1% chance that Joe Wieskamp even thinks about coming back for another season in Iowa City. I think that's flown out the window.
Yeah, and I think that deadline is coming up perhaps next week.
Yes.
As to when players have to decide whether they're going to go back to college or remain in the NBA draft.
Mm. May have to get our buddy Mr. Halas back on soon. We'll see. And see what he has as far as Chicago is concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you with us here today. We do very much appreciate it. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Recruiting news today as far as the Iowa Hawkeye football team is concerned. Always interesting when you talk about a kicker, Mark. And Hawkeyes picked up a verbal commitment from a kicker today. And a good one, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, his name's Drew Stevens. He's out of South Carolina. He will be a preferred walk-on and has told various outlets that he will get a scholarship if and when he earns the starting job. That's kind of the way Iowa operates. Although I do remember, maybe erroneously, Trent Mosbrucker may have come in on scholarship. I could be wrong about that.
Nate Kading before that.
Well, Nate Kading for sure. But it doesn't happen very often that a kicker is immediately placed on scholarship. And by the way, Iowa State recently got a five-star punter in its recruiting class. So especially teams getting some attention in-state.
Now, for whatever it's worth, Drew Stevens, one of the, I believe one of the scouting services has him as a five-star kicker. Kickers just don't get a lot of love as far as scholarships right away are concerned. I think that's what we're getting down to brass tacks about here, Mark. You need a kicker. You want a good one. You love to have a good one around, but you really don't want to spend a scholarship on one right away.
No, and there's various stories, everything from Nate Kading and what he did in college and professional ranks, just a terrific career. He's going to earn a scholarship almost immediately, but by and large, programs like Iowa want these guys to prove themselves. We saw what happened to the aforementioned Mosbrucker. He kicked his freshman year and then was beaten out.
Never kicked again.
Iowa had a couple different kickers on scholarship at the same time that he was there. We saw what happened with Keith Duncan, who was beaten out by Miguel Racinos, and then ended up winning what was the Lou Groza Award, best kicker in the country. So in terms of kickers, I don't know that stars matter a great deal.
Yeah, it's just how you perform. It's just how you perform. You get better, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, clutch situations. That's what people remember you for. Clutch kicks, big kicks, game-winning kicks, et cetera. It can go the other way, too, real easy. Kicks you miss. I think everybody in Tallahassee, Florida knows everybody that missed a kick against the U for the Florida State Seminoles.
Yes.
Can take you right down the line as far as that is concerned. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, it's a slippery slope. You got to have a kicker. A, there's no doubt. I mean, that's obvious. But you want to have a good one, but you don't want to spend too much collateral in bringing in said good kicker. Unless they're in there, you know, Nate Kading was a whole different story as far as being in the backyard, the great all-around athlete that he is. And I'm not going to say was, because Nate may be listening, and Nate, you're still doing fine, whatever you're doing out there. And so, you know, you don't want to, but Nate was a different situation. Nate was one that I think Iowa needed to throw that at very, very quickly out there and make sure he stays. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the gym class program here on KGYM. Let's see. We got we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to get to a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you coming up in a little bit as well at 24 minutes past the hour of 3. And we'll dive into the weekend that was as far as the world of sports is concerned. We got the Stanley Cup final kicking off tonight as it will be Montreal and Tampa going at it. The Cinderella Canadiens, and they take on the much-favored Tampa Bay Lightning coming up tonight. We've got NBA playoff basketball for you tonight coming your way right here on KGYM. as we will have it for you beginning this evening. I want to make sure I have this right here. 7:30 coming up tonight. It will be Game 5 of the Western Conference, as it will be Phoenix trying to put away the LA Clippers coming up tonight. We'll have it on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM coming your way at 7:30 tonight with an 8 o'clock tip-off, or just past 8 o'clock with that tip-off. Tomorrow, the Eastern Conference Finals come back with game number 4, I do believe it is, as that will be beginning tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Yes, game number 4, Milwaukee leading that series now 2-1. We've got baseball coming up tonight for you on the Jim OT, 107.5 FM. Mark, 6:30, you and I will be front and center listening to this one. It'll be Kenta Maeda against Lucas Giolito tonight. Your Twins against my White Sox this evening.
If the Twins ever had any hope of getting back in this thing, it's going to have to take all four against the White Sox, and that's certainly not going to be easy.
No. Cyclone Tim, just get me a kicker who can boot it through the end zone on kickoffs. Yes, and I think pretty much everybody can do that right now. We'll see. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 6254 reminds me, just want to be make sure everybody and say hi to all the fellow golfers out there for the Crandic this past weekend at Ellis. We had a great time. A little rainy on Saturday morning and a little mushy wet, but we had a great time. Congratulations to Tim on his victory coming up this past weekend. So that's not on your big board, right?
It is not.
Okay. The scoreboard is not not including the senior division of the Crandic.
Not unless you win it, and I don't believe you did.
I did not. Got a skin, though.
Yes, you did. You made a little bit of dough and had a pretty good nice showing.
Thank you. All right, let's throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall. And check them out over there behind the Taco John's. Scoreboard, Mark.
No action right now as we speak in Major League Baseball. A couple games going to begin here shortly at the top of the hour. Megan Gustafson's short-lived stint with the Washington Mystics in the WNBA is over, at least for now. She has been waived by the Mystics after 3 games. She averaged 4 points and almost 5 rebounds in those 3 games. So we'll see if Megan gets picked up by anyone else. The Cedar Rapids Colonels, after a very successful homestand, 12-game homestand, embark on a road trip to Quad Cities, the West Division leading Quad Cities ball club. Tomorrow, they will do so without 2 of their top players, Drake Cabbage and Spencer Steer, have been promoted to AA Wichita. And if you're playing the Name That Stadium game at home, you need to be aware that the Minnesota Golden Gophers will be playing going forward at Huntington Bank Stadium in the Twin Cities, formerly known as TCF Bank Stadium. Huntington Bank and TCF recently merged. There you have it.
Well, fantastic.
I can't name half the baseball stadiums these days. I really can't.
Well, they change about every year with those. But also this weekend, good news for NFL folks that love the throwback uniforms. The NFL came to their senses and decided that they will allow this year the alternate helmets. You have alternate jerseys. Why not have alternate helmets? You know, the helmet manufacturer is going to pony up to produce those out there. But so we may get to see the creamsicle Buccaneer coming back, or the Atlanta Falcons in their old-time helmets out there once again. I am all for it myself. Anything like that, sign me up for. I think it's great.
Yeah, we've had alternate uniforms almost every year, right?
Right, but they couldn't do the helmets in the NFL because
they couldn't do the helmets.
No, now they can.
Right. So we'll see.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line. Ben here to answer your calls. That is our text line as well as we come up on 3:30. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk about, dive into the weekend that was in the world of sports and more when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection. From elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit ncsei.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Progressive wants your pets to be their best selves, so we cover them in our auto policy, and we created this self-empowerment series just for them.
You are perched by the windowsill, working on a truly epic hairball. A lowly bird passes by and instinctively surrenders. You are feared by birds.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Back with you in the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we take you through the Monday edition of the show. Your local programming block getting underway. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. A reminder that the Gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event, and if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to kgymradio.com for more information. 319-366-1600, that is a text line available to you, and ready to go for you, Mark, as we join everybody here on this Monday edition of the show. The weekend in sports, I think, really topped, Mark, by one epic, epic sudden-death playoff in PGA golf yesterday.
Well, it was epic, Scott, to the point that dinner had to be postponed here. I couldn't put the burgers on the grill until the thing was over. And it went hole after hole after hole until the eighth hole. Harris English beat Kramer Hickok, a wildly unlikely story. Hickok, with very few top tens in his career, never won a tournament, but hung in and hung in and hung in. And just when you thought Hickok was going to win, English made a putt, putt, and vice versa. It was just back and forth, great theater.
It was. And what made it even better was the fact that the backstory involving Hickok, that he, former teammate of Jordan Spieth at the University of Texas, grew up playing with Jordan. Sam Burns, his best friend, of course, won earlier on this year. Just so many little sidebars here. The crowd was going insane for Hickok, for Carter Hickok, to the point that you almost felt bad as far as Harris English is concerned. I mean, Harris English is not a hated guy or anything on the PGA Tour, and I thought Harris, you know, did very well because that could be very unnerving. And like you said, those guys kept going back and forth, and they kept making putts on top of putts on top of putts, clutch, you know, 7-footers, 10-footers, 15-footers, what have you, and nobody could put anybody else away. And it was just, it was great theater. It was a lot of fun to see. Harris English did get the victory, his second one of the season on the PGA Tour. And Hickok will have his another day, but I think the crowd backed him for many reasons, but he did not back down and really, really did himself proud yesterday in Connecticut.
Well, he did. Everybody likes an underdog, right?
Right.
Most people do. And that crowd really got behind Kramer Hickok, 29 years old. His family was there to try to get him to the finish line. I thought it was an interesting story. Sam Burns and Kramer Hickok and their wives are very good friends. And a few years ago, they both bought these huge bottles of wine and said they weren't going to open them until one or the other had won a tournament. And Burns has won, and he's opened his. Hickok's remains sealed.
Yeah, these things are enormous. What,
yeah.
They 6 liters of wine or something like that they hold, I believe Jim Nance commented?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. What wasn't good was watching Bubba Watson play golf down the stretch.
I do.
Man alive, that was not fun to watch if you are a golfer. We've all been there, but you really, I think, felt even worse for Bubba because we know that Bubba's past. He's had some mental health issues, and you just hope that, you know, that things, you know, are fine as far as he is concerned, because that can play with you a little bit right there. He's won 3 times at Connecticut before at the Travelers, but could not get this one down the stretch, and came up short after, what, a 44 in the back nine or something like that, the Bubba shot?
Right.
It was not pretty out there. But, yeah, that was one of the longest tournament sudden-death playoffs in history of the PGA Tour. The longest was in the Motor City Open back, what, in 49, where they actually, after 11 holes, said, nope, that's enough, you're both winning. And I did not know this, but they showed it, two of the longer tournament playoffs of all time occurred just down the road in Silvis. Well, not in Silvis itself, but at the Quad Cities back in the day when it was played at Oakwood before it was moved to the TPC Deer Run. Beautiful Oakwood Country Club, Mark.
Yeah, I think this is the second longest, tied for the second longest playoff in PGA history. And that's a great story about that 11-hole playoff, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I know Kerry Middlecoff was one of the guys involved, and I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember who the other one was, but yeah, after 11 holes, they just said forget. Now, I understand why they want to finish on the 18th, because that's where the most of the gallery is, but all they had to do was go to the drivable par 4 15th, and it would have been done. Somebody would have won it.
Right.
Was that too easy at this point, or just to keep the crowd there?
Yeah, I don't like the 18, 18, 17, 18, 17, 18 type thing. Play different holes. And like you said, 15 would have settled it.
Yeah, because it's a hole you can make anywhere from a 2 to a 6 real quick. And it's tough. It is tough. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you here at 340 as we come your way on this Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. So we had that over the weekend. We mentioned that the Stanley Cup Final is going on, starting tonight with Montreal taking on Tampa Bay. It's a very interesting final, that's for sure, as you've got the heavily favored Lightning as they take on a Montreal team that was never favored in any of the steps leading up to the Stanley Cup. Canadians have not been there in a long, long time. Riding a hot goalie right now. And we'll see if they can bring their first title to Montreal in 28 years. And if you saw the final game that Montreal in their conference final, all the people outside the Bell Center. And Montreal is hockey crazy. Canada is hockey crazy. We know that. But just multiply that by the nth degree, because the Canadiens have not won a championship, a cup, in 28 years. And people are just a little interested north of the border.
Just a tad. And what a story it would be. Montreal, you mentioned the underdog, playing the underdog, but as riding a lot of momentum right now. And a hot goalie and momentum can take you far, as it has for the Canadiens. But Tampa Bay, I think you'd have to say, is the odds-on favorite here.
I would say so. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And we mentioned Iowa getting the kicker today. We talked about the Big Ten ACC shootout, and you missed that. Iowa will be headed down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to take on the Virginia Cavaliers on Monday, November the 29th, as that will be one of the two kickoff games as far as this year's Big Ten ACC Men's Basketball Challenge is concerned. And we had our two Cedar Rapidians. By the way, Zach Johnson, a pretty good showing yesterday at Hartford.
Tied for 25th, made a little walking around money in the range of about $60,000. So, yeah, decent outing for Zach.
Yeah, not bad anyway. Not bad, and we'll see what happens. Where do they go? It's Detroit this week, correct, I believe, the Rocket Mortgage?
That is. He will not participate there. I think he's probably preparing for his role and participating in the John Deere Classic.
Yeah, so he will take the week off this week and get back at it at the JDC, as the PGA Tour will head that direction. By the way, we have a new number one in the world of women's golf. Nelly Korda, the first American in quite a while to be number one in women's golf in their list around the world, as she won her first major yesterday. And congratulations to her. And like I said, it's been a long time coming since an American has been at the top of women's golf.
It's been 8 years, in fact. Stacey Lewis was number one in 2013, and she actually held number one a couple, three different times, as did Christy Kerr about a decade ago or longer. But Korda, all of 22 years old, Scott, number one player in the world. And she's got a pretty talented sister as well.
Jessica Korda. They're both terrific. And Nelly, though, got the victory yesterday. And, yeah, good job by her. And Steve Stricker got the win at the at Firestone. I still think I'm glad that the Champions Tour gets to play a major at Firestone, but man, oh man, I miss the PGA Tour being there. I miss the old World Series of Golf back in the day, because that was the official end of summer, was the World Series of Golf at Akron at Firestone, and then the next week the NFL started. But now you've got, I used to have the World Golf Championship event there, but that was moved, and now. Now the seniors get to play at Firestone, so at least we still get to see it anyway.
Well, as you know, you can check out Shell's wonderful world of golf on the Golf Channel every now and then.
That is true. That is very much true. 319-366-1600 at 315. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball with you as some very interesting things popping up over the weekend as far as baseball is concerned. We also have the finalists now as far as the All-Star voting is concerned. So we'll talk about that and return with more of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
The John Deere Classic is back. Celebrating 50 years of great memories with names like Ed McMahon, Payne Stewart, and Tiger Woods.
Fantastic.
And magic moments with champions like Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, and Jordan Spieth.
Oh, yes.
Visit JohnDeereClassic.com today for tickets and information. Because magic happens here.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, trying to maximize fuel economy? We can help you out. Some fuel treatment should do the trick. They clean different parts of your engine and remove contaminants, which means better performance and gas mileage, so your engine will run like it used to. And you can get what you need fast, your way, with our free same-day pickup, in-store, or curbside. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game, and now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Got to hit that button to make it come on. Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, as we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Again, Iowa at Virginia in the Big Ten ACC Men's Basketball Challenge. That'll be coming up on Monday, November the 29th. And Also, Mark, baseball. We mentioned the Twins and the White Sox going at it tonight, 6:30 on 107.5 FM. That will be the pregame time for that one. You got the College World Series. You got all SEC. You got Vanderbilt taking on Mississippi State. You had COVID weighing, bringing back its ugly head, if you will, as far as the College World Series is concerned and back into athletics. There was a lot of debate about that going back and forth. And again, even though we're, what, some 16, 17 months since the start as far as COVID-19 and the pandemic is concerned, it still has reaching effects. And ours is not to debate on which side of the street you're on or whatever the case may be. The NCAA made the decision it made, and there was a no contest this weekend, which nobody likes to see.
Yeah, just a very unfortunate situation for North Carolina State, but this is what we must face. And unfortunately, the Wolfpack had to face it. It was a no contest. Vanderbilt advanced. And I really feel bad for those kids that, you know, in their one game against Vanderbilt, they had 13 available players, 9 position players and 4 pitchers, and still made a game of it, losing 3-1. But I mean, you play your whole career to try to get to the College World Series final, and it's taken away from you.
Yeah, I was. It's too bad. It's just too bad. You felt for those kids, and the fact they couldn't get out there. But I guess that's the breaks in life. They will bounce back, no doubt about that. Major League Baseball. The San Francisco Giants are real, Mark. They are not a mirage. We are now 80 games into the season, or just about to the halfway mark of the season. And there are the San Francisco Giants with the best record in baseball at 50-27 right now. Just keep doing what they're doing. And a 3.5 game lead over what the team everyone had penciled in for 100 and 10 wins, at least the Los Angeles Dodgers still may get there. Who knows? Dodgers have had trouble with San Francisco and San Diego. That's why they're not in first place right now in the National League West.
And San Diego's right there as well. 1-2-3, Frisco, LA, and San Diego. Start of a big series tonight. San Francisco and the LA Dodgers, that game, that series in LA. And the Cubs have a huge series at Milwaukee. Great matchup tonight, Hendricks and Peralta. Hendricks has been terrific for the Cubs. Just cannot, nobody can, he's like 8-0 in his last however many starts, something like that. Just been wonderful, but a big series for the Cubs because all of a sudden Milwaukee has a 3-game lead in that division. And if I can squeeze this in, just breaking, Jeff Fletcher, Angels beat writer, tweeting that the Angels have brought up Scott Schebler, Cedar Rapids Prairie product, and option Kean Wong. So Schebler back in the big leagues.
Great. Great to see that. And that's wonderful news out there. As great to see him getting back and getting back into the major leagues. Try it with the Angels now. We'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully it will play out very, very well. And the Brewers and the Cubs, that is a big one, because if the Brewers, if they come away with a sweep, that's a 6-game lead right now over the Cubs. It's not over. I mean, you'd be basically just over the halfway mark or something like that, but still it would be significant if they came away. But on the other hand, or other foot, if the Cubs come away with a sweep, then it would be an even Steven ball game about halfway through. And everyone knew that the National League Central was going to be basically this way for the entire year. And I think everyone has not been surprised.
No, and it's kind of quickly becoming a two-team race in the Central. Cincinnati dropping off. St. Louis dropping off big time. Now 8 games back. And, yes, we're only at the halfway point. But it's kind of melding into that, a two-team race between Milwaukee and Chicago, and a big mid-season matchup this week between the two teams.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Mets only team over 500 right now in the National League East. Interesting there. White Sox have kind of come back to the pack a little bit. Despite a win yesterday, they split the doubleheader with the Seattle Mariners. As Cleveland now 2.5 games behind the White Sox. Houston and Oakland still getting things done. Seattle playing good ball as well. I was impressed by the Mariners. 3 games over 500 right now. Boston with a half game lead over Tampa at this present time. And as you mentioned, we got the finalists now for the All-Star game voting, Mark, for those folks that are so inclined.
Yeah, and you can access that at multiple sites. The final voting starts today, at 11 a.m. and concludes July 1st. What is that?
Oh, that's Saturday? Thursday. Thursday.
Okay, so Monday through Thursday, the voting will be done by, and interesting to me, in the American League, 2 out of the top 3 vote getters right now, Mike Trout and Byron Buxton, won't play in the game.
No, they will not. They'll miss it.
Aaron Judge, your second leading vote getter right now, but just because of injuries, Trout and Buxton, you won't see him in the All-Star game.
No. By the way, you're not going to be hearing the White Sox and the Twins tonight, Mark. It has just been postponed due to rain, the White Sox and the Twins. So everybody will get NBA basketball. Phoenix and the Clippers coming up tonight beginning at 7:30. That will be on all of our frequencies as rain has claimed at least tonight's game. No, nothing if there will be a doubleheader coming up in this particular series or not. So my guess is probably not. They play several more times, both in Chicago and in Minneapolis. So alternate plans for you tonight now.
All right. The Bachelorette's on, right?
From what I understand.
NHL, College World Series, NBA, plenty of choices.
No doubt about that. By the way, we also had the first MLB pitcher ejected for the foreign substance saga that Major League Baseball is going through. Hector Santiago of the Seattle Mariners against the White Sox yesterday was ejected. He had a foreign substance on the inside palm of his glove. That, according to crew chief Tom Hallion. He said, Hallion said, quote, "The substance was very noticeable," and said all members of the umpiring crew agreed with the determination that it was a foreign substance. So there you go.
It was in the fifth inning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about midway. And so Hector Santiago will be the answer to all those trivia questions out there.
Which I will forget by Friday.
More than likely, you'll have to look it up, and I will have to look it up. Coming up tomorrow, KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us. And plenty of things to talk about. We'll talk about off-season wrestling. But high school baseball, as we're getting to the last couple of weeks of the regular season before the tournaments get underway in high school baseball. So we'll have KJ coming on tomorrow. Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class with Brian Haas coming your way on the Wednesday edition of the program right here on KGYM. Mark, enjoy the multiple platforms that you will be tuned in and listening to this evening.
I shall enjoy, and you have a good one as well. We'll talk tomorrow.
We will. All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next year on KGYM. For Mark and for Ben, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
The football offseason is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience.